So let's get back to the question that Milena asked, because I think that's really important for people to talk about, and how they found that new seating arrangement and actually feel the beings that are seated around us in this crucible. So anybody else like to speak up here?
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. It's nice to be here with everyone. It's interesting that you asked that question, because that's one of the things I immediately noticed. The first time that we gathered in our new seating arrangement, it felt very different. I had a different perspective on the, and not only everyone of us, but the whole chamber. My phone, sorry. As I sit in that space, what I've noticed is that for me, we have become a unit like never before. And I see us in a sphere, and each of us are spheres. And it's like the flower of life, in that I am here, and the person that's sitting next to me is there, and we're overlapped in that Vesica Pisces shape, and here, and the people in front of me. I don't see somebody directly in front. I see two people. So it forms that six spheres. And then we're so connected in that, even though I'm not touching the sphere on the other side, all those overlapping spheres make us united. And so it's a kind of consciousness that I noticed that I haven't felt before.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Anyone else would like to share their experience? Well, if no one wants to say anything more about that, so the next question we have for you is, with the new configuration, have you been able to discern a difference in receiving the non-physical members of the council as they enter the chamber?
Hi, this is Kelly. Can you all hear me? Since everybody's being so quiet today, I thought I would just share a little bit of my experience. I actually am having a little trouble visualizing as clearly as I did with our old setup. With our old setup, I had a very clear vision when I would do the meditations and you would take us in. It was very clear what it all looked like and felt like for me. And since we moved to this new configuration, it feels a little more nebulous. It feels bigger, so it feels bigger, but the vision is more nebulous. That's more accurate. It's not as clear to me in my internal vision what it looks like, but the way I'm sort of experiencing it is, before it was sort of at a, now this is language, so it's hard to, you know, describe what I'm actually wanting to say, but it felt more 2D level, like we were down here. And now the whole thing feels more three-dimensional, in that it just feels bigger, fuller, with all the energies of all of us. Mm-hmm. And I don't discern individual things as well as I did before, but the energy of the whole place feels much, much bigger. Like I'm not as aware of where the galleries are. I'm not as aware of where we're sitting and all that, but the whole thing just feels bigger and brighter and taller. So that's my two cents.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's good.
I think nebulous is actually a really good word to describe it, because remember, it is a non-physical space we're in. We're in a quantum space, which is, from our perspective, is still pretty much undescribable. So I totally agree. And it is, and for me, the whole thing is vaporous because there's so much movement, you know, in the frequencies. And remember, the whole entire light temple is pure radiant light, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, so I think I like your word.
Mm-hmm. What I'm finding is that there's a more of a knowing and more of, you know, when we went into that in that I'll say thought with no thought, but it's that absorbing the information. That to me was the biggest shift, maybe not purposely, but at the same time. So when I'm engaging with the non-physical beings, it is more of a non-verbal and more of an absorbing or a where you think it, you're communicating with thought rather than word.
Telepathy.
Yes, thank you. So it is more telepathic in this new configuration. Maybe it's because the whole energetics changed, but for me that's the one that seems most prevalent, and it's not clunky, but it's more peaceful. It's different. The other one was a little bit more structured. You know, like you walk into a room, a conference room, and you wait for instruction. This one here doesn't have any of that for me. It's just a matter of we're all here. We're, you know, it's like it's on a whole other level. And it's like we've graduated from the third, fourth dimension into something much broader, much more calm, much more transparent. It feels different. Now the communication, the independent communication with the beings of light have not started yet, but it's not that it's not there or not capable. It's just, I need to spend more time there in order to do that. But it does feel broader. And you know, this work is all kind of evasive. That's the word, evasive to me. So it's comforting to just be in there waiting for my intuitive knowing just to hit. You know, instead of me trying to figure things out, it's like I'm going in there, and the more I can level myself energetically, the more I know I will get what it is that I need to absorb and to receive. And it just keeps me, but that's what I'm finding in the new facility.
Thank you.
And my neighbor just turned on Mars.
Very good.
Thank you, Jody.
Mm-hmm. Anybody
when
else?
I connect, okay, when I connect to the crucible, I just intend to be connected to it, and I don't focus on a particular seat. And when I receive the energetics, it used to flow downwards, but now it seems to be circulating between the in and through the hemispheres of the brain.
Wow.
And that's how I feel it.
Wow. Mm. Very good. Great.
Thank you.
This is Peggy. I've really enjoyed people's impressions. I feel similarly. The early on, it felt, well, the very, very first time we were introduced to it, I could not find my seat. I could not visualize it. And that's gotten better, of course. But now in this new configuration, I feel I'm not even having to visualize. It's just there. And it's it's all frequency. And I love to visualize things, but this is just a felt frequency. And the structure itself in there is bigger and broader, like people have mentioned. And the ascended masters and angels and everyone who's gathered there with us seem to speak to me strongly in frequency. Like they are totally in frequency now. And the first, our first member who talked about the flower of life, I love that because that's one of my favorite symbols. So if I am going to visualize, I will visualize in that, or maybe just enjoy the energy of that. And one last thing, there seems to be an emotional component too that I feel. It's kind of a contentment and safety and comfort and lightness in all senses of the word. So thank you. That's all I have.
Thanks, Peggy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Shaka. Can you
hear me? Yes. Hi, Shaka.
Thank you. I would like to describe my experience. I can relate to Kelly, that it was very clear before to me where I was sitting, where the gallery was with the beings. And now it's kind of more, I still know where I'm sitting, but I'm not so clear about everyone else. I was afraid. Well, I mean, I am aware of next to me sitting Becky. I hope she's experiencing it myself next to her too. Doesn't matter though. But those non-physical beings, to me, I feel them like a wind when they are coming and filling the spaces around us in the upper half circle. So the experience is different. It's beautiful. I go there every day. But the more difference which I am feeling is in my dreams. My dreams are very clear, telling me accomplishments of what I am. So I do see the accomplishment in my dreams. Thank you.
Thank you, Shaka.
Okay.
Anyone else?
If I may add, when I do the meditations, I find that the colors are really very powerful, and the geometries are there too. So I just want to add these little tidbits.
Hi, this is my first time on the cell phone, and everything's different, so I would like to, you know, the crucible. What I've been noticing each time I go in is that I'm seeing more and more light and less bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, at first you suggested that we put someone on each side of us, front and back, that we would like to sit with. And, I mean, mine and their bodies are disappearing. I just see light coming from everyone. Like as if we had a big globe of light on top, but really no body underneath. And then as the, higher beings come in, it's just this massive moving light coming in. And just yesterday, this is just kind of like a modern art or something, but I saw tails sticking out here and the arm here and a paw over here. It's just, you know, but basically all light coming in. It's just amazing. I love it.
I agree. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark. When I sit with the group of all of us, I have a hard time distinguishing individuals.
Yeah.
A very difficult time. What I'm seeing is, it's not that it's blurred. That's not it. It's just that everyone has an energy about them. And it's not, there are no distinct edges. There's no edges to anybody. It's just we're there. And that's true of both ourselves as well as the non-physicals. It seems like everybody is presenting themselves the same way.
Right.
So it's very beautiful because there's all these different colors. Everyone seems to have a color to themselves. And so to me, it's very enjoyable. That's all I want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks.
This is Margaret. I have to agree. As you can see, my background, sometimes this is how I visualize us together. We are indescribable by language, light and color. And there's sound too, although my human ears aren't hearing that as much as I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. There's no distinguishing anymore between individuals. We are there as a unit, as a group. Someone else said that too, and yes, I feel that too. And when the non-physical beings are there, there's just immense light that is very fluid. And I, for one, love being there because I feel like I'm at home.
Oh,
thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, this common thread is, I feel the same way. And like Mark and Margaret said, is there's no definition in between the physicality anymore. It's like we're all energy and we carry our signatures with us, but we all are as one. I mean, it's like looking at an apple. There's the peeling, there's the flesh, there's the seeds, there's the stem, but it all makes the apple. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So
sure.
We're one unit with all of these magnificent energy signatures that we each hold. And when those beings first came in, it was like almost being cocooned with their information, their knowledge, their wisdom, their love. And it was like we were all like, if you've ever seen the Northern Lights,
mm-hmm.
or Borealis, we were all in a flow like that. Mm-hmm. And it just feels so magnificent to feel accepted and to feel like I belong there. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, yeah. We all belong there.
We are one with.
Exactly. Yes. And it takes, you know, it takes a while to be accustomed to this massive temple of light, this crucible, because it is a non-physical expression and it is a collective energy, which in Seating of the Divine, we dealt with individual expressions because we were working on our individuality and what we bring to the party. And now we are in that massive cocoon of unity within all the streams of consciousness, all the imprints that are within it. We're a collective. So it's just beautiful the way you've expressed it. Hard to express in words what that is. But I always, something that Master Katumi said years ago, that it's not about learning. It's not about reading it and studying it. It's about experiencing it, and then you will know. And I think about that so often these days with all of this information that is coming in and these massive energetics that are continually flowing into our crucible.
Joan?
Yeah.
Is that what we've been learning about as entanglement?
Yes.
This feeling that we have, this everybody's talking about, and I feel the same thing. I haven't said anything because everybody's saying exactly what I would say.
Yeah.
And I'm just listening. But it occurred to me that this is entanglement, what we talked about in the very beginning.
Yeah. And we bring our individual energy, which is the singularity, but it becomes all entangled within this massive crucible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So we get to experience what we've just learned.
Yeah.
But now we can see the importance of why the council wanted us to have that information about entanglement and singularity.
Exactly.
Because because it is the foundation that all of these frequencies and light and energy signatures are built on. So, so it was very on purpose.
Beautiful.
Kathleen. That's a...
Okay.
Kathleen?
I just want to throw in what everyone has said is so beautiful. And I also am aware that when we first went in, I felt that imposter syndrome a little bit, it was so amorphous. I didn't know where I fit. And I was like, oh, I don't even see the seats. and I sort of went to the color signature that was this very beautiful, like pink and baby blue, which is what I know is a color signature. And that's where I found home. But it wasn't like, here's your chair. It was not clear to me at all. And then it felt, oh, this is it, you know. But it wasn't like Kelly said, it wasn't like this clear linear thing anymore. But it was interesting to watch those feelings come up of, oh, maybe I don't fit. Maybe this is where the cutoff is and I don't make the grade. But that's changed.
Yeah.
Right. And we had to present it in some kind of way that had structure in order to even create the picture, for you. So.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So I'm glad that whoever just mentioned about bringing about the work that we did earlier in the group this year with the singularities, with the quantum entanglement, fractals and all that, I kind of was having trouble wondering why we did all that. I mean, I know what they mean, but connecting that intellectual knowledge to the experience we're having now was a bit of a leap for me. And I appreciate when people share their experiences in that language, because it helps my brain bridge that gap. And one of the questions that has come up for me is, okay, where does Prime Creator live in this primordial soup of quantum energy, of fractals, of all the stuff that we've learned? Where exactly is Prime Creator? Because I see us all as I'm going to sort of attempt to answer my own question, but not really. Yeah, I believe that we're all this sort of primordial soup of spirit when we're not in physical form. And somehow I'm wondering if that is where the plasma energy is. If we're all plasma energy, we're this primordial soup of plasma energy. Okay, then we communicate to each other via the quantum entanglement. I can sort of wrap my head around that language. Then I still wonder, where is Prime Creator and all that? Is it just in the soup with us?
Well, I would say Prime Creator is everywhere. Yep. There's nowhere it is not.
Right.
Including inside with you, the being that you are, the body that you are. It's all prime creator.
So then all that we are as a group, as a whole, as everything is prime creator. There is
no separation.
There's no separation.
No.
But you are an individualized spark of that, having this physical experience.
Yeah, I get that. So in that definition, then there is no such thing as a prime creator.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd have to think of that one a little while.
Because if prime creator is all that is, then all that is prime creator. Then there really is no prime creator. It just is all that is. And that is the language you use.
Kind of like the void is the birth and the womb of all that is. Mm. You know, it's that amorphous concept that the mind can't grasp. But as I'm listening, I just want to thank everybody for sharing their singularity. We've graduated, it seems, from being individuals to being unique. The entanglement is us in our collective nature versus that old way that we used to orient, as Kelly, you started to say, going into the crucible and others going into the crucible. There was that orientation that was the default, you know, of where am I, you know, and all that. And now we've let go of all of that. And really comes as a feeling state that has enormous sort of quiet joy and peace about it. That's really beautiful. For me, it comes all of us together in our collectivity, comes sort of like a kaleidoscope. If you remember being kids, you know, with kaleidoscopes we're the creators, so, and it's in perpetual motion. It's just such a thing of beauty and power that.
Could I just say one more thing?
Yep. And then we're going to have to move on to the next.
Okay. It's basically what pretty much everyone's. And I felt the beings come in after we'd already gotten seated and it's really like Rosemary was saying at the beginning, where everybody was in their own field that's overlapping, to where all we become one. When I sit there and watch the beings, felt the beings come in of light, the high council, and then behind us to the right and left, I just felt this, all that energy just start flowing through us. And it was swirling, and until everyone just seemed to become one with this swirling light, love and energy. It's really wonderful. I feel that every time I do that, every time I sit there and watch them come in, it's I feel that energy just flowing around through us all until we all become one.
Thank you. Beautiful.